Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Joining you on the line now is Sibusi Sonjeza, who is a composer for one of the commissioned songs at the festival. What festival I'm talking about? I'm talking about the fact that for 10 years now, a US-based cultural organization called Classical Movements has held an annual Intlomde festival in South Africa that will once again be taking place this year, where, you know, just over 1,400 voices from the USA and South Africa will be joining together to honor Nelson Mandela, and will be singing songs composed and celebrated by South African composers, as Sibusiso is one of them. Sibusiso, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Sibusiso, I mean, talking about the festival Intlombe, what is this festival about?
The festival, as you just pointed out, celebrates the power of music, you know, the power of singing in choirs, which is communal. And this year, the festival will be celebrating with voices from the US and South Africa. And the theme for the festival is hope, freedom, and unity, which are the ideals that Tata Nelson Mandela stood for. So the festival will be celebrating with many voices, as you just pointed out, that come from South Africa and abroad.
If you can, maybe you can give us one or two names of some of the songs that will be sung during this festival.
One of those songs is Uthando Nomculo, which I was commissioned and I wrote this year. And other songs will be songs composed by composers like Qinisela Sibisi and Phelelani Mnomiya, who are from KZN. So those are the songs that are commissioned based on the ideals that Madiba stood for, as they are celebrating Madiba this year.
And talking about people who would like to join the festival, would like to be part of the festival, when is it happening, and where can one find the tickets?
Tickets are on Quicket. They can go to www.quicket and look for Intlombe Festival. This one, particular one for Cape Town, because these festivals are happening throughout the country. This particular one for South Africa will be happening on the 18th of July at the St. George's Cathedral at 7 p.m. So people can look for tickets on Quicket.
All right. And talking to the Cape Talk listeners, what would your message be to them as you say goodbye to them?
People need to support initiatives like these, where the young and old come together, because among these choirs, there are children's choirs singing together with youth choirs and some adult choirs. People need to support this because they are going to learn more about Madiba, you know, some of the things that people didn't really know about him. We know that he loved music, but not choral. Maybe people didn't know that he loved choral music. And part of these songs, they will be actually talking about unity, which is something I think we need in this country. So they must come and they will enjoy the music and they will feel transformed after the music. So I invite them to buy tickets and go and support.
So thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. And hopefully they will come in their numbers. A very good morning to you. Sibusiso Njeza, who is the composer for one of the commissioned songs for the festival, which is the Intlombe.